Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Working Dog Wednesday Show on the Fueled by Joy Working Dog Podcast, brought to you by Joy Dog Food. Now, I'm your host, Mike Green. I'm the owner and operator of Cottonville Road Kennels, located in Norwood, North Carolina. I want to let you know, for more information about Joy Dog Food or to find a Joy dealer near you, visit joydogfood.com. Now let's get on to the show.
Are you putting on a youth hunt? Do you need a sponsor for your upcoming field trial? Joy Dog Food would love to help you out. Head over to our contact page on joydogfood.com and fill out the sponsorship application at the top of the page. Our marketing department will then reach out to you with more information on how you can receive your donation. We'll even help you advertise for the event. Applications must be submitted at least 60 days before the date of the event. So what are you waiting for? Head over to joydogfood.com or call 800-245-4125 today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for part two with Mr. Jason Horn from Brush Bustin' Kennels. Part one, if you have not went back and listened to that, go check it out. But yeah, stay tuned, enjoy, because this is a good one.
Man, that's a big deal, because I know what that looks like. Unfortunately, I've learned my lesson on that when I was younger a few times, so I definitely don't. That's why I said that's why I do Maggie the way I do. Not that she wouldn't go and have fun. I just, you know, in the sense of me stressing, because she's going to do all she can do regardless of the temperature. So, yeah, and like you mentioned, we got rattlers up here. And I'll be honest with you, I run dogs right where the rattlers live. A lot of people don't. I understand that. And a lot of people might say, well, you shouldn't do that and this, that, and other. I grew up with rattlesnakes. I've been running around them my whole life. And a lot of other people, a lot of our listeners have as well. Some of you heard me say that, and first thing you thought of is me too. And because we know the struggle's real when it comes to rattlers. And, you know, I don't get into the urban legends or the wives' tales of what's going to cure this and what's going to cure that. But I do, you know, I have a snake bite kit that I keep in my dog box. It's got dexamethasone in there, and it's got Benadryl, liquid Benadryl in it. Got a few syringes in it. Got rubber gloves. Got a slicing blade in there in case I need to alleviate some of the stress, depending on the size, where the bite is on the dog. Just little things that I've done. I've got a draw syringe in there in case I just want to draw the fluid off of them. If they're swelling up fast, cotton mouths will swell them up quicker than a copperhead will. Generally, me personally, they get copperhead bit. I really don't ever do anything. I don't give them Dex. I don't give them Benadryl. I don't give them anything, because the dog's got their own abilities to handle through their immune system to handle that bite. Now, that's what I do personally, and I get 4 or 5 bit every year by a copperhead. Cottonmouth, it's a different story. Now, you remember the Hattie dog that I had, and you owned her for a little bit, and then I got her back from you, and she had got cottonmouth bit, if I remember right, it was about 18 months or so before she died. The long-term effect of that was her liver, and you know, that's the thing about a cottonmouth, their poison's different. The dog can heal from it, they can get better. But, you know, she was down for an hour before I got her. Cause if you remember that whole story, man, that was just a daggone morning. I was down there running in the cypress swamp, and, every dog came out but her. And about the time I got ready to go in there to get her, I knew where she was at. I seen where she was at. And, I was wondering what in the world was wrong with her. So I'm toning her, hollering at her and everything else. I'm right ready to bump her, you know, to move her. And, my daggone Garmin went dead. I mean, deader than a hammer. So I had to leave. And I had, like I said, I was none the wiser as far as her getting bit down there in the swamp. And so I had to leave, drive about 6-8 minutes up the road to my buddy's house, swap a battery out of his Garmin into mine, drive back over there. So she had been down by the time I got through there, come back over there, she had been down about 40 minutes, and I don't know how long she had been bit before that, you know, because I didn't pay no attention to her. I was ready to go, because she could have been laid over there for, you know, an hour or better.
Right.
Well, in that situation, if a dog, if I have a dog gets bit down there in that cypress swamp, I don't question, was it a copperhead? Was it a cottonmouth? I go ahead and start the Dex and start the Benadryl on the dog and get ready to start alleviating some pressure depending on where the cut, or excuse me, where the bite is. And man, when I went in there to get her, now you talking about toting a basketball on her head. You remember them pictures I sent you? Man, she was, whoo, that jerker was in bad shape. And so I went ahead. I knew it was a 99.9% chance it was a cottonmouth. Now in the summertime, when I run dogs, I wear shorts a lot of times and just tennis shoes or Sperry's or something. I have my boots with me, and sometimes I put my boots on, sometimes I don't. Well, there I was tracking through the daggone briars in the thicket to go in there and get her right in the daggone middle of a swamp, nothing on but muck boots and a pair of shorts. And when I seen her, which I had my pistol with me, but as soon as I seen her, I said, that joker's been hit by a daggone cottonmouth, sure as the world. Bless her heart. Yeah. She was knotted up, boy. And so I went ahead and got her out of there. As soon as I got her to the truck, I was able to start treating her. The long-term effect of a cottonmouth bite is rough on a dog. I've had a few bit over the years, and a lot of times they'll live about 18 months, and all of a sudden they'll die of kidney or liver failure. And there's really nothing you can much do about it because the damage was done so long before, you know.
Right.
But all we can do is send them, you know. But I tell you, one of the other dangers that we got to be always mindful of, and that's ticks.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I make sure I stay up on my flea and tick treatment this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you something. I've had tick fever, and I like to kill me in 21. I do not want me or my dogs to have to go through that. Not, I'm telling you. Because then you've got, of course, we've got Lyme's to consider. You got Rocky Mountain Spotted Fever to consider. You've got one that I've had dogs to have before, which is easily treatable with doxycycline, provided you vet will work with you on that. And that's that Ehrlichia. And it gets in their blood and it stays in their blood. And over time, it will affect them, and it can cause them to die young of different issues. But a lot of times it attacks the kidney. A dog die of kidney failure. And sometimes people are none the wiser if they don't get their dogs checked, if they don't get their blood work done from time to time. My breeding stock, I keep all my blood work up on my dogs because I want to know who's healthy, who's not. But, you know, thank the Joy Dog Food, man, the past few blood tests that I've had done, man, they've come back and, man, my dogs is healthier than I am. And so maybe I need to start heating up a little Joy Dog Food mix in my groceries in the evenings. But no, they stay pretty healthy. So you need to be mindful of ticks, and then also fleas. And a lot of people don't know it, but and a lot of you do. And if you know this, then you say yep. And if you didn't know it, write it down. Your dogs get fleas. If you're not treating for them, fleas carry tapeworms. So in the summertime, I actually worm my dogs at the same rate in the summertime as I do in the wintertime, because in the wintertime and the summertime, they're catching rabbits, whether they're baby rabbits or grown rabbits, so I'm worming because of that. But then, too, they catch them rabbits, or they get in places rabbits are and other animals. They get a flea on. Now, that flea might not stay. I don't have a flea on every dog I got down there right now. But if that flea bites them, fleas carry tapeworms. It's just a whole system, you know, of keeping the dog healthy, keeping the dog safe, at least doing everything we can do on our end in the spring and the summertime to, like you said, I'm glad you mentioned, always carry fresh water. I don't care if it just rained, always carry fresh water, because here's another daggone thing we got to worry about. You got to worry about things like Giardia.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, buddy, you get a dog with Giardia, and a lot of people ain't never seen it. But you would think that joker is bad shape. Now, you need to take him to the you better take him to the vet. But they'll be in bad shape, like they're starving to death, and they just get so weak. You say, man, this is the long. I've had people call me and say, man, my dog like he's got parvo. Well, how old's the dog? And they tell me, and I say, Holmes, you better go to the vet, get you something to treat him. That dog's probably got Giardia.
Right.
It shows kind of the same symptoms as coccidiosis and some of the same symptoms of parvo. And when you've never heard of Giardia or never experienced it, now you got a dog with it. And it won't take them long if you don't get it. It's all it is a parasite that's in that stagnant water, you know, or water, and it comes out of the ground, you know. And so that's another thing we have to worry a lot about. Now they can still get that in the wintertime, but it has to be a warm stretch in the winter.
Right.
We've had a few hog dogs over the years pick it up, you know, running in swamps and stuff, hog dogging.
It's funny you mentioned Giardia because Peaches one year when she was young, this was before I started feeding Joy, I thought she had it. I carried her to the vet. He treated her. He tested her. They want Giardia. And, man, it took us about a week or so of me carrying him stool samples and stuff to find out. I noticed her using the bathroom one day, and she was just straining.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, she had, like, irritable bowel.
Yep.
I had to give her some prednisone for a while. And every once in a while, she'd go back to having blood in her stool. And I'd have to get prednisone. But then I started feeding Joy, and I ain't had to give her nothing.
Ain't that something?
Yeah. And it was just, man, my little girl, you know, she's got that Dachshund out there in the dog pen. He's always had a sensitive stomach. And before, when we kept him in the house, I didn't feed him Joy. I just, whatever we bought, we fed him. But now, you know, he don't stay in the house no more. He's in the dog pen. And, man, that dog's eating Joy. And, buddy, that dog has made a night and day difference. His stomach don't bother him no more. It's really good stuff, man. I mean, it's good on their digestive system. I mean, that's one takeaway there, you know, that I noticed. And before that, Dachshund, I couldn't keep no weight on him. It didn't matter what you fed him. And now I don't give him hardly nothing of the Joy, and he's just as fat as he can be, you know, pretty.
I tell you what, if you ain't running them and you feed them 24/20, it won't take them long.
I get about a handful.
Yeah. I've got all mine broke down right now, or cut back right now because of turkey season. And now I still got places that I can run and all, but, you know, of course, I'm going to be turkey hunting too. So I'll miss a few days of running. And plus, you know, hey, boys, crappy's bedding. Stripers headed up the river. We got all kind of things going on right now. Turkeys gobbling on the hills, and dogs still need to be run. But that's just part of spring. You know, spring gets a whole lot busier than winter does because you got all this other stuff that we want to do. But we still got a responsibility to get our dogs out there, keep them healthy, get them out there, pay them attention. You ain't run them in a while, get them out, cut their toenails. You know what? If you got them up on wire, if they're up off the ground, pull them out, get you a sharp pair of scissors and trim the hair off the bottoms of their feet. Because if they stay up on that wire a long time, that hair get long and it'll cause their feet to get sore. Just some simple things that we can do to ensure the health of our dogs, you know, habitat, nutrition, all of that, even dogs just living in good, healthy environments is going to make that a better opportunity for you to make a better rabbit dog out of them because they're just in a healthy environment. And when you've taken care of everything from the grooming to the tick problem to being prepared for snake problems and understanding the temperatures and the heat and the elements that they're running in, man, there's a lot that we can do, ain't there?
Yeah, it sure is.
Take all that into consideration when you're out there, guys and gals, when you're out there and you're doing these things, running field trials. A lot of people's running field trials this time of year. I missed a big one this weekend. They had Coy Jarrett and Coy Stacy Memorial Hunt this weekend. And, it was a hunt that I was wanting to go to. I wasn't able to go. Chris DeBerry went, on Saturday, and he didn't have any luck, but he had some close runs, but he didn't have any good luck. But you know, that's the name of the game. So We're talking about field trial, and field trial season for UKC's kicking up, AKC's kicking up. A lot of people's doing a lot of traveling. Let me tell you some more advice that I give everybody. Get your dogs vaccinated for kennel cough. This is the worst time of the year for it. Get them vaccinated for kennel cough, and so that way you don't have to go through people. I see people on social media all the time. What do we do about kennel cough? What's the cure for kennel? There is no cure. Listen to me, guys. There is no cure for kennel cough. Now, there's things you can do to lessen it. Don't dish detergent down the throat is not one of them. I don't care what nobody says. Don't dish detergent down the throat is not one of them. You can give them honey to kind of just ease it up. It's an upper respiratory virus, and it's going to run its course. It's a 14-day course, and there's nothing that you can do to cure it, but there is something you can do to prevent it, and that is to get your vaccine. You can order them online. You can go to Tractor Supply and get them. Kennel cough vaccination, especially if you're running with other people and other people are running with other people, or you're going to field trials, whether they're non-sanctioned hunts, large pack hunts, whether they're UKC or AKC, you putting a bunch of dogs together, all it takes is one dog to show up. And he might not even be coughing, but if he's in that 14-day range, he is contagious, and he's going to get you. And if you ain't protected, I start treating mine. I actually treat mine when they're 8 weeks old for kennel cough, because I don't want to go to a field trial and box with another dog and then get them. You know, they might be in the dog box with another dog, go out and hunt, come back in. Well, my dog's fine. That dog ain't coughing, but that dog may be contagious. I don't want my dog to bring that back on them. I don't even know if you can transfer it that way, but I just don't want them to have it, because I definitely don't want my puppies getting it. And so, so be mindful for kennel cough, fleas, ticks, snakes, alligators, whatever you got in your area, wild dogs or whatever. Just be mindful of your dogs this time of year, because this is the one of the most dangerous times of the year for not to have guns in the field. It's one of the most dangerous times of the year for our dogs to be out there running. And we want to make sure that we keep our dogs as healthy as possible, keep them in a good, clean environment, provide fresh water to them every day in the summer. And I know you do. Y'all don't know this, but Jason, he's like OCDDDDD. And that joker would be out there scrubbing his concrete with a brush. No, I'm just joking. But he does take really – I know personally that he takes really good care of his dogs, because he appreciates what they do for him, and that's what we do. And, you know, when it comes to feeding and stuff, and my motto here is, if we're going to treat them like athletes, we need to feed them like athletes. And if we expect them to be good, then we need to give them a good place to live and a good environment. So any last words you have for us, Jason?
No, man, just like I said, be mindful where you go this time of year, and just make sure you keep your dogs looked at. A good dog's a healthy dog. So if the dog ain't healthy, he ain't no good.
He ain't going to be good, is he?
Mm-mm. No.
Nope, sure ain't. Well, Jason, I sure do appreciate you, buddy. And it's always good to talk to you. I'll be seeing you soon, good Lord willing. And I appreciate what you do for kids, and appreciate your dedication to the sport and the heritage of hound running. And it means a lot to everybody. We need everybody to have that same mindset, boys, because – you know, it's a privilege to be able to go out and run our dogs. Not anymore is it a right. Right now it's still a privilege, and you know how it goes when it comes down to privileges. Privileges can be taken away. So let's treat our dogs good. Let's treat our landowners good, and be mindful of that in every situation that we get into. Guys, I appreciate Jason coming on. I appreciate each one of you tuning in. I appreciate Joy Dog Food for sponsoring this and getting us out there. And I appreciate them for Wade and everyone at Joy Dog Food for putting out a product. If you don't have Joy Dog Food anywhere near you, and that's one of the big problems that I hear from people, is I'd love to feed it, but I don't have anywhere close to my house to buy it from. Go to your local hardware, go to your local feed store, tell them, say, hey, look, let's get some Joy dog food in there. Have them to contact Joy. Joy will get them in contact with the distributor. And I know many guys that have worked to get it. It is well worth your time, guys. I mean, Jason, you'll attest to this. It is well worth your time to put in a little bit of footwork, little groundwork, to get your local feed man or whomever it is to get up with a distributor and get you some feed in there. It is well worth your time to help them, to contact Joy, and to work with them as far as getting it in there, because you get to feeding it, you'll see. Now, one of the complaints that I have a lot of times, it costs too much. Well, I understand that. But what don't cost you a lot on the front end is going to cost you more on the back end. And what costs you more on the front end is going to cost you less on the back end. And if you put a little thought around that, you might see what I'm talking about there. Now, my dog food bill is a lot higher than a lot of people's, because I've got labs. I've got a litter of labs down there now. It ain't going to be long. They're going to be tearing some Joy puppy food up. And, man, I'm telling you, when you raise labs, I mean, it's like raising little Tyrannosaurus Rexes. They just eat everything, you know. And, they will tear up some food, but I keep it down there by the barrel for them so that they can grow good and do good on it. Do a little work, guys. If you're interested in getting Joy dog food in your area, do a little homework. Give Joy a call. I promise you. You talk to Skyler. You talk to whomever you talk to up there. Nick, everybody, Ray Lynn. You talk to them. They will do everything they can to get you a place somewhere reasonable to your home. To get Joy, where you can get Joy dog food, and then also, they will work hand in hand with your salesperson or wherever it is that you buy it. I don't care if it's the local Piggly Wiggly. I don't care if it's the Southern States. I don't care if it's the like that one commercial Josh put out. Don't care if it's your barbershop. They will do what they need to do to get that dog food out there. And you went through that, didn't you, Jason?
Yeah, I finally found it. Man, I looked up and found it. Almost across the street from where I work at. So, it's been good. And like I said, man, that one time I talked to you, and you got me in contact with somebody when my store, that I was getting it from, it was out of date. And, you know, there was one phone call made to me, and, I helped the man get that straightened out, and as far as I know, they ain't been no more out of date.
I forgot about that.
It wasn't Joy's fault. And like I said, they immediately reached out to me, and I've never had a dog food company do that before.
Right. And you know, a lesser dog food company would have said, well, look, that's the distributor's problem. Ain't got nothing to do with us. Then the retailer needs to contact the distributor, and they need to work that out. But that ain't the way it went with Joy, was it? They jumped right on that for you, didn't they?
No, but I think I called you that morning around 10 o'clock. The owner called me and then called me back, and it was handled.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the guy that owns the store, when I went back in there, he was like, man, how'd you do that? I said, I know a few people.
That's right. I know a guy who knows a guy. And
he was very appreciative of it. And, a lot of times when I go to that feed store, if I see somebody in there looking at good dog food, you know, I tell them what Joy's done for me, you know, and how my dogs look on it. And, there's a lot of people that go in there feeding that 24/20 now. So, I mean, it's good stuff. It's like anything else, man. Like I said, people say it's high, but you know, there's other dog foods out there that's higher than that. And some of the people that I know, I was like, why don't y'all give that Joy a try? And they're like, man, I can't believe I was paying $90 a bag for this. And, you know, this here's what, you know, the price Joy is. And they're like, darn, I'm glad you told me about that. I'm saving money, and it's a whole lot better dog food than what I was feeding. So
cut their food bill in half, man. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, it just cuts it in half and opens up more opportunities for them to be able to feed better. You feed less. I mean, it's just it ain't just because I do a pod. I was feeding Joy dog food before I ever got on the podcast with them. I have no reason to not be feeding it for a very, very long time. I talked to a guy the other day down in Bisco. He told me he's got some old Joy hats from back whenever he was a kid, or it was his daddy's actually. He's probably himself. He's in his 60s, I know. And these Joy hats was his daddy's or his granddad. I'm pretty sure they was his daddy's. And he said that he was looking at them and they had some foam. You remember them old hats that had foam up on the inside?
Yeah.
Looked like a billboard sign on your head, you know. And he said he had a few of them that were. And as a matter of fact, I had a boy give me one. As a matter of fact, I sent a picture of him and his hat to Ray Lynn, and she put it on the Facebook page or the website. I can't remember one or the other. But he gave me the hat. It was a late 90s. It was a late 90s hat. They don't make them like that no more. You know, they do the Richardson 112s and then the orange hats that they have. I really like the orange hats too, the Hunter Orange. I really like them too, because they're, hold on. I got one right here. They are the autos, and, they wear really good. And, so the Richardson 112 and the auto is what they got with that. And, they do really good. I have people all the time, man, let me get one of them hats. And I'll say, where you buy Joy dog food from? I don't feed Joy. Why in the world do you want a Joy dog food hat if you ain't feeding Joy dog food?
All right.
You know, and they'll say, man, I just want one. Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because Joy has been a staple in dogging in the hound world and has done a lot for the hound world for many, many, many years. And as you and I both know, it disappeared from down here for many years and, resurfaced here, whenever I started feeding it. And now, oh man, everybody around me down here feeds it. And, I went to the feed store the other day to get some and he was bowed out. And I said, now let me tell you what, when I come down here, you better have some feed. And, we just joking around, you know, and, he said, I got you two bags sitting back there. I knew you was coming. I got two bags sitting back there just in case. And that's good business right there. I appreciate Danny. He's down at Rocket River Feed Mill down there on Highway 52 South. And that's where I go get mine at. I used to have to drive 40-some minutes to go get my feed. But now I'm like you. It's right across the road from your work, and it's only 10 minutes from my house now. So when that other store went out of business over there in the other county, I jumped on that real quick, called Joy, called this bird. Next thing you know, I got it 10 minutes from the house, and I don't have to buy 10 or 12 bags at a time like I was doing, keeping it stored around here and worrying about a rat or something chewing into it. So it's worked out real good. So, but we can't say enough about it, boys. It's it ain't, and there again, it ain't because I work with Joy. It's not because I do the podcast. It's because if a product's good, the product's good, and that's a good company, a good family-owned company, and Wade and everybody works super hard at making sure that the customers, is like Jason said, I'm not going to say nothing about no other competitors because they're good dog foods, but I doubt you're going to get a phone call from the owner of one of them. I doubt that very seriously, and that's how much Wade really, really appreciates his clients, really appreciates the customers, and everybody that's took a part. And everybody, if you feed Joy dog food, you're part of the Joy dog food family, and so and we do appreciate all of you out there. But Jason, I ain't going to hold you no longer, old buddy. It's getting late here at night in North Carolina, and good Lord willing, I'll be seeing you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you again for tuning in. Remember, if you have any questions, you can email me at mike@joydogfood.com. You can find other answers or things that you need to know at joydogfood.com on the website. And if you have any questions, feel free to call Joy and get in touch with them about what you can do about getting it in your area if you can't. So Take care of your family. Hug your loved ones. God bless each one of you. And the good Lord willing, I'll talk to you soon.